number three here live from the Truly Hard Seltzer studios of Fan Run Radio. Pick up some Truly Hard Seltzer. Drink what you truly want. Second half action about to get started from Madison Square Garden. It's the NIT championship game, Tennessee and Memphis, as the Vols trail by 10. I do want to see what the rotation is going to be like in this second half. That was a big talking point. Jordan Bowden leads all Vols with 15 points. And really kept you in it there as the second half wore on. Memphis going to inbound the basketball here to get things started. Up 51-41. And we'll see if Tennessee can play better defense and keep them in front of them here in the second half. Maurice is kind of hot late in the first half. He goes inside, but Pond says, get that out of here.
Another block right into the waiting arms of a Memphis player.
Lomax, deep three as the shot clock's running down. Fulkerson with the
big
rebound.
Big board by Fulkerson.
That was good defense for the first possession out of the half.
Mm-hmm. Good start. Josiah James, left side, goes to Bowden. He had a great first half. He drives, shoots from the elbow. No good.
No good.
Lester brings down the rebound for Memphis. Ahead to Harris. Bowden's guarding him. We got it. Harris right to the basket. We keep giving up these drives.
Is that three on Bowden?
Three on Bowden.
Oh, goodness.
He left Vescovia in last game with three fouls.
And it worked out.
And he played out of it, so.
That wasn't anything.
Wasn't much of a foul. They robbed us.
That's one of those, if the ball goes in, I doubt they call anything. But since he missed it, that must have been contact.
Memphis with a 10-point lead, ready to extend it here. I mean, really, the question will be in the second half, can Tennessee keep Memphis from driving to the basket? Because that's what's killed us.
Yeah, and can they get Fulkerson involved in this game? Davies mentioned it. Only two shots. He's 2 for 2. Like, what more do you need to see?
Feed the Fulk.
Maurice going out. Thomas coming in for Memphis. First free throw is good.
Surprised to go into the bench that early.
Second free throw by Harris up and good as well. Memphis now leads 53-41. It's crunch time. Tennessee on the ropes here. Early in the third quarter, Bowden brings it down. Gets a high ball screen from Vescovi.
Vescovi
kicks. Looks like a set play to give Vescovi a shot, but Bowden went all the way to the rim, missed the layup, kicks ahead to Chua. He drives. It's a mismatch with Vescovi. Hey, stepped out of bounds.
Way to go, Vescovi. Forcing him to the corner. Forced a turnover.
Smart defense.
Only Memphis' second turnover of the basketball game, and Tennessee will have it. Vescovi walks it up. Playing too slow, Chris. You're
playing
right.
Too slow.
Got to get some stops, though, so we can get out in transition. Fulkerson, dribble handoff to Josiah James. He drives on Lester, shoots.
Not the
no
shot
good.
You want.
It's like he didn't even go for his rebound. Thought he had
little,
made it.
A little lazy on the following of the shot.
Lomax blows right by Vescovi, but missed the layup. Fulkerson with the rebound. Now Vescovi, left side,
there
passes ahead to
There's
Pons.
A little tempo.
Pons to the basket, layup.
Gotta
no good.
That.
Gets his own rebound. Stick back. He's fouled.
I feel like Harris is just playing so scrappy right now. He's doing a really good job of making sure the balls aren't getting anything easy.
That's one thing Tennessee's been able to do this tournament is get some easy buckets. Not today.
Having to earn it at the free throw line. Tennessee is shooting a better percentage than Memphis, but needs to get there more here in the second half.
Pond's an opportunity to cut the lead to 10 if he makes both these free throws. Spins. Dribble. Aims. Fires. Good.
53-42. One more free throw coming for Eve Pons.
What do you think happens for Pons? You think he tests the NBA draft waters after this season? Or
not now. Not with no combat.
Probably not. Did you see Mac McClung is going to test the waters?
Tri-Cities kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pons' second free throw is good. 53-43 now. Can Tennessee get it to single digits and maybe get Memphis a little nervous here? Vescovi guards Harris out top. He gets a ball screen. Switches onto Fulkerson,
block,
who blocks a shot out of bounds. It's going to be Memphis ball, 13 on the shot clock.
Fulkerson's earning it on the defensive end. They got to get him the ball on the other end of the floor.
You know, as it relates to Tennessee's defense, all you got to do is just make sure you keep them in front. They're not really hitting shots from outside.
Update required there, Billy.
Memphis to inbound.
That's sad. I don't think that's going to go off.
That's right.
Maybe get it during the timeout or no? Probably not. That's okay.
Memphis inbounds to Lomax. Kicks up top to Harris. Gets a ball screen. Fulkerson helps to the basket. Who do they call that?
Bowden. That's his fourth. Got him underneath.
Bowden just got his fourth foul.
They robbed us.
I don't like it, but I think that's a good call.
8:09 left, third quarter.
He didn't need to foul. He had Fulkerson right there with the help.
You got to question Barnes leaving him in that situation. It's still 18 minutes left in the basketball game.
Yeah, he's probably going to be on the bench now until, what, 5 minutes to go?
You would think so, or less.
Goodness gracious.
You got to be smarter if you're Bowden there.
I agree.
It's the thing I said about Grant Williams. Like, you're the best player. You got to find a way to stay on the court. You can't pick up a cheap fourth foul, especially this early in the half.
I'm not feeling good, boys.
That was a big call.
He's keeping Bowden in with four.
And that's crazy. Harris, second free throw. He made both. It's now 55-43. 12-point lead for Memphis as Vescovi brings it down. Bowden staying in the game, even though there's still 8 minutes left to go, third quarter.
Does Barnes know it's five fouls?
He probably doesn't.
Good point by you.
Fulkerson, top of the key. They cleared out the whole side, trying to get John Fulkerson off and going here. He goes to the rack. It's good.
Feed the folk.
Too easy.
Feed the folk.
Over Lester. He's got 8 points. He's made every shot he's taken this game. They need to get Fulkerson the basketball.
8-8 for Fulkerson.
We still can't stay in front of Memphis.
Another block for Fulkerson. He's all over the place. He's feeling it. Feed the folk.
Mm-hmm.
He's fired up. He's actually really fired up.
On fire. Yeah. And fired up.
Oh, I see what you did there.
God, Bowden is – no, that was just side ends. I was about to say, shoving Lester in the corner. Got away with that one. They're trying to go right at Bowden with the four fouls.
Oh, that's straight up. That's a bad call right there.
Bad call. Pons picks up a foul.
They called a foul.
That did look straight up. That's exactly what they tell you to do. Just jump up and keep the arms up.
Memphis now killing us from the free throw line.
Who knew? Boy, this is so Tennessee, it hurts.
Second free throw is up and good. It's back to a 12-point lead. Tennessee just need to get
over the hump.
Yeah, need to get it down to 6 or 7. See if Memphis will tighten up. Still a long way to go, though. 7:25 left.
That won't
help. Third quarter. Loose ball. Got knocked away from Vescovi into the backcourt. He dives to give it.
Let's go, guys. You got five seconds on the clock.
Hustle. Five on the shot clock. Bowden doesn't have it across half court. He's going to have to pull from deep. He kicks over to Vescovi, who does. Oh, no good. Memphis secured the rebound. Lester brings it right-hand side. Inside to Harris. Blocked by Pons. Back to Lester. Long two. It's good. Memphis now leads by 14. 59-45 as Vescovi brings up left side.
It seems like everything Tennessee does well leads to something even better for Memphis.
They've ISO'd the whole side of the court for Bowden. Foul on Harris on the reach-in. The ref's going to try and tighten this thing up.
Is that his third foul?
It is.
All right.
You got to go right at him.
Yeah.
Give it to Bowden. Go right at him.
Here we go. Looking for Bowden. They don't throw it to him. Now they do in the corner. He's driving on Lester left side to the basket. He's kind of let him have the layup.
Yeah,
you're right.
Didn't want to give the foul.
Great call by big game Billy Williford there. And here comes Memphis, up 12. Vescovi trying to keep this ball on the perimeter. They go inside to Lester. Good position. Back to Lomax. Deep three. No good. Rebound, Josiah James. Right-hand side.
Ball's finally pushing a little
Kicks
tempo.
Kicks ahead to Pons. Over to Vescovi for the three. No good.
Got to make that shot.
Had to make it.
That was your opportunity.
He's wide open.
Tennessee does get back on D.
Good strip.
Josiah James strips Lomax or
got
Lester.
Numbers.
2-on-1. Kicks it over to Pons.
Got
to
put it in.
Oh, he kicked it out to Bowden. I'm not sure why. He's right there at the rim. It's almost like we're a little intimidated by a few of the block shots in this game. Josiah James pulls.
Three
for
from
three
the corner.
In the corner. It's good.
I mean, Josiah's been hot.
Back to single digits, 59-50.
From deep.
I think has he missed? Is he 3 of 3?
I think he's 3 of 3, yeah.
Might have missed one.
He was cold, remember, but it was
almost he did.
Twos.
He started the game cold.
Memphis gets it back inside.
It's good shoot defense.
Over Vescovi, though, they miss. Rebound by Chua.
Killing us on the glass.
Yeah, Fulkerson's got to get that board. 61-50. Memphis leads by 11. Bowden now with four fouls. Top of the key. 5:13 left. Third quarter. Still a long way to go. Vescovi driving.
Open.
Kicks to Josiah James. Another three ball. No good. Rebound.
Let it go out. That's us.
Going to be Tennessee's ball. Memphis.
I like Josiah's three-point shot in the corner. Spot up, not coming off the screen.
Closer. Yeah.
You know, Penny's been more reserved than I thought he'd be in this game.
Inbound to Fulkerson to the basket.
Finally
finger
misses.
Roll, no good. Achiuwa starts the break for Memphis to the corner. Harris driving on Bowden. He can't foul.
Oh, wow.
That was risky. Josiah James to the rim. No good. Gets his own rebound. Stick back is good.
Probably got fouled there.
61-52. Tennessee back in single digits. 4:38. Plenty of time left. Memphis has on the perimeter. Bowden playing good defense despite the four fouls. Now Vescovi gets roasted on the drive, but challenges successfully.
Good challenge
and gets the
by
rebound.
Vescovi.
He pushes tempo. Tennessee with numbers here.
Go Vescovi to the corner, Jordan.
Reach out. Foul on the floor.
Thomas picks up a foul on the floor.
That's his third as well.
Memphis fans didn't like it.
Good job by Vescovi.
Tennessee with the basketball. Inside to Josiah James. He's been hot, but it's been all from three. He dribbles out over to Vescovi. 10 on the shot clock.
Bowden coming off the top.
Shoots for three.
Jordan Bowden.
Jordan Bowden, the Carter Killer. Timeout, Penny Hardaway. Ball up those fists, boys. Ball them up.
61-55. Big shot, Bowden.
The Vols have cut it to six on a three-point shot by Jordan Bowden.
That's why you leave him in the game.
4:08 to go, third quarter. I mean, it feels like the second half's taking forever, but, I mean, there's still a long way to go here.
Memphis inbounds.
Ellis brings it up.
Their 14-point lead trimmed now to just six.
Rose Plovsic in the game. Jalen Johnson in the game.
Kamwa as well.
Kamwa in the game. Memphis shoots. Kamwa with a rebound.
Great
Tennessee
defense
has the
by
ball.
Kamwa.
Only down six. What are they going to do on offense? Jalen Johnson, top of the key. Ball screen from Bowden. Flare screen for Kamwa. Kicks his Josiah James in the corner for three. It's good!
Single possession game.
Five star.
61-58. Tennessee's cut it to three. Bowden still in the game with four fouls.
Somehow. We went to the bench and left Bowden on the floor.
Last game of the year, Brent. On the perimeter. They get a back screen for Lester. Doesn't see him. Ball takes a deep three.
I'm fine
with
that.
No good. Josiah James with the rebound. He's pushing it. Right side. Kick.
Wide open.
Bowden for three. Oh man.
You guys are getting a little too excited. There's a lot of time left.
He checked for Bowden. Oh, man. We don't get back on defense, and Lester gets a layup. Memphis now up by five, 63-58. You're right, Chris. Long way to go. 3 minutes left. Crowd getting into it now. Late third quarter. Jalen Johnson drives to the rack. Got an angle. It's good. Really showcasing his talents for his next stop.
It's basically a big audition for Jalen Johnson.
63-60. Memphis with it. Right side. Kicks to Ellis. He fakes the three. Kicks to Lester. He fakes the three. Again, a lot of pump fakes possession for the Tigers. Bow with it in the corner. Bowden's on him. Ball screen. They go under. Three-point shot. Ooh. Misses.
Plovsic clears the board.
Josiah James, top of the key. Chance to cut it to one or even tie the basketball game with a three-point shot here by the Vols. Josiah James has been hot. They isolate for him on Lester.
Wide open.
Kicks the Bowden on the pick. It's good. The game is tied.
We got a tie game here at Madison Square Garden, folks.
It's 63 all. The Vols have tied it. 2:08 to go, third quarter. Memphis looks a little shook.
Come all the way back from down 14.
Ellis drives. It's good.
Really good finish by Ellis there.
It's kind of
in amongst the trees.
Tennessee now has lowered Memphis shooting percentage, only 41%.
Rick Barnes wants a timeout.
You know, it's kind of good to take one. Now that you've got this game back even, you
settle everybody down?
Yep. I like it. We'll take a timeout as well. Be back after this short message from our sponsors. Welcome back into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios as we call the action. 1:52 left, third quarter. Tennessee inbounds, down two, 65-63. Weird lineup in again for the Vols, but it seems to be working at the moment.
He's pushed all the right buttons, has Rick Barnes thus far.
Late into the shot clock, here goes Jordan Bowden. He's been on fire.
Oh,
he gets it stolen by Ball.
No foul.
Pocket was big.
Oh, no.
Stay away.
Oh, man.
Ooh, Bowden was able to challenge and force a missed layup and gets the rebound. Subs coming to the table for Tennessee. Bowden drives again. Turnaround jumper to tie the game, and it's good.
He's your leader.
65 all. Madison Square Garden, 1:15 to go, third quarter. What
April
an NIT
madness.
Final.
Bowden's got to be smarter on that drive contest there.
Lester
Just give
with
it.
It
up.
Kicks over to Ellis for three. Rattles in for Memphis. It's 68-65. The Tigers lead 1 minute. 1 minute remaining. Third quarter. Jalen Johnson with it for Tennessee.
Man, it just seems like every time Tennessee does something good, Memphis answers.
Yeah, the Memphis crowd getting into the game here as well. Bowden gets it stripped again, but it does go out of bounds before.
Bowden's got to be getting a little winded out here. I don't think he's sat down all game.
Subs coming in for Tennessee. Smart to get a lot of offense in for the last 42 seconds here of the third quarter. Gaines is going to inbound to Vescovi. Six on the clock. Back to Gaines. Four, three.
Gaines
he
is
drives.
Doubled.
And it's
pocket picked.
Stolen away by Lester.
Two straight turnovers?
It is.
Lester drives it all the way to the basket. Alley-oop pass and a dunk from Thomas. Memphis extends the lead to five, 70-65. Tennessee will have to shoot here on the shot clock into Fulkerson.
Got to make patient. A move, Folky.
Got it.
He's very patient. I will give him that, being very patient.
Pivot still hasn't used his dribble yet. Now bounce pass back out to Vescovi. Repost. Gaines looking for him.
And Tennessee will have 2.9 on the shot clock on the inbounds.
Only 10 seconds left, third quarter.
Memphis is really tightened up their defense.
Going to get Josiah Jordan James.
Timeout.
I think you'll see this.
Is it a good timeout?
I think you'll see this five the rest of the fourth quarter.
Smart to put James back in with 3 seconds left. He's been on fire from three. Getting a catch and shoot situation. You got to pull it here. Vescovi to the corner. He's going to have to pull it. He does. No good.
Long
rebound,
two.
Though. To right to Ponce. Put back is good. 4 seconds left in the third quarter. Memphis 70, Tennessee 67. Ellis pushes
two,
tempo. He's
going
to pull
fires.
From the NIT logo. Woo. No good.
Cut it to three.
Into the third quarter. It's Memphis 70, Tennessee
as Brandon Orick
67.
Presses his face up against the glass to get a look at the Vols. Storm of a third quarter for Tennessee.
What a third quarter as Tennessee started the second half down 10 and now only trails by three.
The NIT championship.
The whole state of Tennessee has migrated to New York City.
Yes, Memphis and probably could have saved a lot of money and just held this game in Nashville.
And avoided a lot of coronavirus.
But we're getting that one. Yeah, it's true. We're getting that one next year anyway.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. Maybe is right.
All right.
It is a maybe.
All right. Well, Tennessee will inbound to start the fourth quarter. James throws into Vescovi.
Crowd is hype.
Tennessee trails by three. Vescovi back to Josiah James. Top of the key. He's going to get a ball screen from Fulkerson all the way to the rack and
Boom.
Dunks it. Memphis, terrible
Send
job on that ball
in,
screen.
Josiah.
Tennessee now trails by one, 70-69. Can they keep Memphis from getting to the basket? Active hands by Josiah James. Gets the deflection.
Looks like a double dribble there, I'm just saying.
Lester keeps control. Running a little clock here for Memphis. He kicks. Bow for three. No good. Ooh. Rebound, though, to Chew inside.
Good
and Fulkerson,
foul by Fulkerson
has the foul.
Make him earn it. It's only John's first foul.
Yeah, that just shows you. He hasn't been the same aggressive player we've seen this tournament.
Man, I have to give it to Rick Barnes. He stuck with Jordan Bowden early in the third quarter when he picked up his fourth foul, and it's paid off.
Points in the paint for Memphis, 42 in this game out of their 70. They've really been able to get to the rack. Hurting us on the free throw line too. Chua's first free throw is good.
Yeah, give them credit. They made their free throws, especially in the second half.
Mm-hmm. 71-69. Now one more free throw coming. For Achua and Memphis. He aims and fires. No
Missed
good.
It.
Long.
Josiah James with the rebound. He pushes tempo. Over to Ponce. Ahead of the pack and another dunk. Tennessee running and gunning now with the Tigers. It's 71 all.
We got a tie ball game.
9-12 to go in the basketball game. Memphis with it. Left side. Dribble handoff to Ellis. Vescovi on him. Kicks to Lester, wide open for three. I don't know what happened on defense there.
Good screen on the back action there.
Ah, the pin down was brutal, and Lester drains it from the top of the key. It's 74-71 Memphis. Bowden with it, over to Vescovi. Resets the offense. Kicks back to Bowden in the corner, almost like a set play, but it's
looks like
no
he might have got fouled on the shot.
Lester now up ahead, alley-oop to Thomas.
Memphis leads by five.
Not a good start to this quarter.
Thunder.
Tennessee does have three timeouts left. They need to use those wisely down the stretch.
I like an easy basket here for Fulkerson, but
Vescovi
long
two. Oh, that's just not the shot.
It's not the
needed.
Shot. It's not Vescovi's day for that shot.
What are we doing? Feel like things could start slipping away if we can't get some stops here. Long two for Memphis. That's no good. Got to get secure the rebound, but they can't. Achiuwa gets it. He's fouled inside again. Back to the line.
Is that on James?
Yeah, it was.
Is that his third foul?
Second or third.
Memphis leads 77-71 after the first free
throw. Free throw line.
Second one is...
Achiuwa makes both.
Good.
Good, and it's 78-71 Memphis. Got to get a bucket here. Vescovi left side. Kicks to James, top of the key. Fulkerson comes to set the ball screen. This has worked before this quarter. James gets a switch on to
Didn't
Achiuwa.
Really use the screen, did James?
Uses his quickness to go by a little bit and hits a tough runner. Josiah James is growing up right before our eyes.
Looked as though he was trying to draw the foul, and the shot just happens to go in.
It's 17 now for Josiah Jordan James.
Cuts the lead to 5.
He's now on fire. He went from snowflake to fire.
By far his best game of the season.
Oh, he was blocked by Bowden. Wow. Jordan Bowden playing incredible with 4 fouls. Numbers for Tennessee. Over to Vescovi.
That's a
to
foul.
The basket.
Oh.
Needed it to go, but he will go to the free throw line for 2.
Chance to cut the lead to 3 right here. Still plenty of time left. 7:27 left. Fourth quarter now.
Some would argue that Josiah Jordan James' best performance of the year was against Memphis earlier this season, and he seems to be picking up right where he left off.
Vescovi's first free throw. Good. That's a big one. Cuts it to 4. Can make it a one-possession game here with free throw number 2. Vescovi dribbles, spins, aims, and fires. It's good. Memphis 78, Tennessee 75, 7:27 to go. It's winning time now in the NIT championship.
Vescovi's not had a great day from the floor, but I will give him credit for hitting the free throws, especially right now. Tennessee needs him.
Harris went by Bowden. He kind of had to let him go with the 4 fouls.
Did Bowden get a piece of that?
But Fulkerson challenges, and it's a missed layup. Ahead to Pons. He gets an angle to the basket. He drives. Tough layup. No good.
I don't think like he got a piece of it, Houston, but he did enough just to alter the shot.
Harris takes a long 2 for Memphis. Oh,
that was a force.
Long 2 in transition.
Kenny Hardaway not going to like that. Josiah James pushing tempo to the rack. And he two-hand slam jam.
Two-hand slam jam. Say it 5 times fast.
78-77. Memphis with a 1-point lead. 6:45 to go. The Vols are right there. Ball screen for Bowden, or against Bowden. Achiuwa kicks it to the left side to Lomax.
He goes up top
of the key to Harris. Uh-oh. He drives right side. Fulkerson comes up with the block.
From behind. Wow.
Bowden in transition. Numbers for the Vols. All the way to the basket.
Oh, the Vols take the lead.
And Tennessee leads.
Timeout. Penny Hardaway. Tennessee 79. Memphis 78.
It's been a game of runs.
6:27 to go. We'll take a break with them right here on the Fan Run Radio Network.
Spend my dollar. Park and holler neath the mountain moonlight.
Welcome back to the NIT Championship. Tennessee leads Memphis 79-78 with 6:24 to go. The Tigers have the ball left side. Lomax, alley-oop, but he loses it. And now Tennessee's on the break. Bowden to the rim again. Layup, no good. Rebound, Eve Pons. It's good. 81-78, the Vols lead by 3. 6:05 to go.
Talk to me, Pons.
10-0 run in the last 1 minute and 42 seconds.
Balls are hot.
Lomax with it up top for Memphis. I feel like Penny doesn't know what to do. Oh, man. He's going to drill up a great play there for Achiuwa to get an alley-oop dunk. It's 81-80. Tennessee with the lead. 5:45 to go as Vescovi crosses the timeline. On the right side, they've got Fulkerson ready to set the ball screen up top. They're trying to get Bowden to touch as well. He's been hot this game. Fulkerson now. At the elbow, got a mismatch. Spin move, the patented Fulkerson move, and he couldn't get it to go. Lester brings it down ahead.
No,
Harris.
That's it.
And
Jordan Bowden.
Oh.
Jordan Bowden has just fouled out of this game.
Harris
27
went to the
points.
Basket. And Bowden fouled him.
You hate to see a senior go out like that.
He tried to kind of back off. It just kind of ran right into him.
Kind of just have to give that up.
It might be the turning point.
Tennessee leads by 1. Harris to the line for Memphis. 2 free throws. There's still 5:24 to go. Very interesting that Rick Barnes, who wouldn't play Grant Williams with 5 minutes left to go in overtime with 4 fouls, has rolled with Jordan Bowden the entire second half with 4 fouls.
He learned his lesson.
It's worked. Tennessee has the lead.
But now they will go 5-24 without Bowden.
First free throw is no good for Harris. Second one to try and tie it is good.
Do you like Barnes putting Jalen Johnson in the game over Devontae Gaines?
That's probably what he would do in real life, I mean, before the transfer portal. Vescovi, left wing, passes to Josiah James, pump fake, back to Vescovi, over to Jalen Johnson, 10 on the shot clock. He gets a ball screen from Pons. Memphis switches it. Jalen Johnson now into the paint, being really patient, kicks it to Josiah James, corner three,
rattles out.
Thomas with a rebound for Memphis. Tie game, 81 all, under 5 minutes to go now, inside. Pons challenges,
great
forces
defense,
a miss,
great
gets
defense.
A rebound, starts the break himself, ahead to Jalen Johnson, long two, no good.
God, got to go to Fulkerson.
Lomax, left-hand side, the game's up and down now. Atua inside.
Fulkerson, 15, possible clean.
Ahead to Jalen Johnson, over to Pons, he pulls from the free throw line.
Talk to me, Pons.
83-81, the Vols lead with 4.5 to go.
That's his shot.
Harris, left side for Memphis. They're going to try and run some good offense here. Jalen Johnson trying to defend. That's all been a problem all year. Fulkerson.
Stay in
front.
Now
guards Achua inside. He's patient, but forces a fadeaway and still hits.
It's good defense. There's not much you can do about that one.
Tough shot by Achua. Good defense by Folky.
Just a player making plays right there.
Just a player making plays.
Vescovi now, top of the key in a tie game. 4 minutes to go for the NIT championship. Josiah James now, he's got a lane down, and it's stripped away by Lester. No foul called. Kicks to Harris, right-hand side. He dribbles all the way to the corner. Now back top
pretty
of the key. Penny's wanting him to run a set. Gets a high ball screen.
Got a switch.
They've got Vescovi now guarding the post players. Memphis tries to get it inside.
Big mismatch right there, folks.
They do. Five on the shot clock. Post move for Memphis, but he misses the shot.
Gets his own rebound.
Achua inside. He misses. Another offensive rebound for Memphis.
Thomas back-to-back rebounds there. It's big.
Achua with it. Tie game. Five on the shot clock. He drives. He's fouled by Fulkerson. I mean, I feel like the glass is costing us this basketball game.
Memphis' size giving Tennessee fits, especially on the defensive glass.
They did a great job of getting a mismatch right there and having Vescovi on their big. That kind of led that whole series to play out like it did.
Precious Achua hits the first free throw for Memphis. The second one is up. It's good. Memphis now leads 85-83. Still plenty of time left for the Vols. 3:22 to go. Jalen Johnson now running point to allow Vescovi to play off the ball. They run a flare screen for Vescovi. For some reason, Jalen Johnson takes the three anyway, though, but Fulkerson with the rebound, he's fouled.
It's not a bad shot by Johnson. He just hadn't had it today, but great rebound, great effort by Fulkerson on the putback. Missed the shot, but it'll go to the line for two free throws.
First free throw, good. Rattles it home. All of all nation holding their breath as John Fulkerson toes the line for free throw number two. It's up, no good.
Missed the second.
Achua with the rebound for Memphis. Tennessee's got to get back on D here and not quit allowing these attempts around the rim. Ugh. Memphis drives, foul on Vescovi. That's Harris. I could be wrong. Is that Lomax? No, that's Lomax. You're right. He makes the first free throw. It's 86-84 Memphis.
Memphis in the bonus now.
He makes the second free throw. It's Memphis 87, Tennessee 84, 3 minutes to go. They don't need to settle for threes here. Need to get the ball to the basket. Where's Fulkerson? Jalen Johnson, another long, tough two. He's shooting us out of this basketball game.
Is that three straight shots now for Jalen Johnson without a pass?
Another drive by Memphis. It's Harris this time. He's fouled.
Fulkerson fouls him.
Is that three on Folky?
Yeah.
Back to the line for Memphis, where they are just racking up points, although
they do miss the first.
They do miss this one. There's 2:43 to go in the game. Memphis 87. Tennessee 84, second free throw is good. So a 4-point game for Memphis. Tennessee needs to
run some offense. The ball keeps getting stuck in Jalen Johnson's hand.
Gives it up to Pons this time. Over to Josiah James. He's had a good game. He's eyeing Lester. He kicks
wide
it to
open
Vescovi for three. Top of the key. No good. Rebound Harris. Ah, Vescovi's been off. That's a great look. Just got it. You got to hit it.
He hit those last game. Memphis by four. 2:20 to go.
High ball screen for Harris. He drives. Been a problem all game. Gives it over to Thomas. Easy layup for the Tigers. The defense is falling apart again here. And Tennessee's gone cold. Down six, 90-84. 2 minutes to go. Vescovi with the left wing. Passes inside to Fulkerson. 2 feet in the paint. Turnaround left. Handed shot is no good.
Needed one of those to go.
Lester inside to Achua. He misses. Fulks on the rebound.
I think Fulky got a piece of that
one. Got a score here. Vescovi to the basket. 1:45 to go. He's walled off. Pushed wide. Can't find anybody open.
He's looking for a crease.
Pulls
now,
it.
Pulls along two. No good.
Minute and a half.
Tennessee can't throw it in the ocean right now. Steal by Bonds. They've got numbers ahead, but Josiah James doesn't look. Kicks over to Vescovi, left side. Ball screen by Jalen Johnson. 1:21 to go. Got a score here, down six. Fulkerson with a tough fadeaway. No good.
Man. Ball's gassed.
Shot selection down the stretch here has not been good.
Fatigue is setting in.
Turnover Memphis. Tennessee will get the basketball.
1:11 left, 90-84. I mean, it almost feels like you – I mean, I know you don't want to take threes too early, but if you can get a good one here, it almost feels like you got to take one. Since Bowden's gone out of the game, though, our offense has just completely fallen apart.
I don't know how many points we've scored since he went out, but it feels like very few.
Scovey gets two high ball screens. He does pull for three. It's no good, but Fulkerson with the rebound. Stick back is good.
Might
they cut it to four.
Here we go.
It's 90-86. Memphis with the ball. 57 seconds left. You have to get a stop here. The season is in the balance.
Let him shoot it.
Achua, fade away, no good. Rebound, Pons. Here come the Vols, down four. 43, 42. Pons in the corner. Josiah James for three. No good. Rebound, Fulkerson. Stick back is good.
Two-point game.
Fulkerson's killing him on the glass.
90-88. No timeout by Rick Barnes. He's got two left. Here comes Memphis down the left side to Achua, top of the key. Fulkerson giving him some space, trying to keep him out of the paint. Achua drives, gets an angle, kicks over to Thomas. Layup, no good. Oh, but they got the offensive rebound.
Another offensive rebound for Memphis.
Tennessee had to foul. Pond, smart foul there. Only 18 seconds left. The shot clock is off. Memphis will go to the line.
He did foul Achua. He's been pretty good at the line today.
Is it 1-1 here, Billy? 90-88.
I don't know. They've been in the bonus for a while.
Memphis to the stripe. A chance to go up by four here, but with a miss at all, Tennessee will have the basketball only down one possession.
You could cut the tension with a knife.
Achua dribbles three times. He eyes. He shoots. It's good.
Memphis by three, 18.6 on the clock.
91-88.
Big free throw here for Achua.
Achua lines it up. He shoots. It's good.
He's clutch.
Rick Barnes wants a timeout.
Tennessee with a timeout.
You don't have to have a three right here. If you can get something easy at the rim, you take it.
It's got to be quick, though. A lot of these this tournament's been plagued by poor coaching late in games where teams will not shoot it quick enough. You got to take it right to the basket if you're Tennessee. Memphis is in the bonus, so if you can get a bucket, a quick foul will stop the clock.
And the timeout does give you the inbounds at half court.
Yep. NBA rules in this 2020 NIT championship.
Precious Achua, your Jordan player of the game.
19 points.
Feels like Bowden should have been player of the game, but what do I know?
Here we go. Thanks for the inbounds.
Got to advance the ball.
Straight to Fulkerson. Inside to Vescovi. Quick layup. It's good.
Smart play.
Tennessee
really good play call.
92-90. 16.3 seconds left.
About a second and a half
full
went off the
press.
Clock there.
All right.
And Vescovi fouls Lomax. They're going to have a shot here if they can get one Memphis miss from the line.
15.6 seconds remaining. Season comes down to these.
That's a good play by Rick Barnes.
Great. Great design.
Mm-hmm. Slip Vescovi to the basket. No one's thinking that's going to happen.
Lomax dribbles. Long pause. He shoots, and it's good. Memphis now leads 93-90, 15.6 seconds left on the clock. Tennessee does have one timeout remaining. If you can get a miss here, you can take a quick timeout, get the ball to half court, and try and set a play to tie the basketball game. It's Lomax dribbles. Eyes the rim. He shoots. No good. Fulkerson on the rebound. Quick timeout.
Vols use their final timeout.
Do you like it that early?
To advance the ball, yep.
It'll be interesting to see here.
Quick two or go for the three.
Well, see, Tennessee's not in the bonus, so will Memphis use their fouls to give here and try and run some clock down? I would. And then you can still even foul and put Tennessee on the line when you get to the bonus. Will Penny Hardaway employ a smart strategy, though? That's the big question.
He did play in the NBA.
You would think he would know what to do here.
Who do you go to if you're Rick Barnes? Vescovi hasn't shot the ball well from the three, but he's probably your most clutch shooter. Josiah James had a pretty good game.
I'm
going Vescovi, Fulkerson, top of the key, ball screen. I want Josiah James looping to the corner three. And if I can get a good three, I'm taking it right here. But if I can get a layup here in the next 3 or 4 seconds, I'll take that too.
Yeah, if there's a quick two available, I'm not against that. But if you waste any time to get it, you're going to need to kick out for a three.
It's all come down to this, folks. Memphis 93, Tennessee 90. Ponzel inbounds on the sideline. He's taking his time. Now goes into Fulkerson. Looks like the same play as before. Fulkerson with it. He shoots a runner. No good, but Ponzel the rebound. Kicks out. Josiah James, deep three for the tie. No good.
Got a foul.
Memphis with the rebound, and Tennessee will have to foul.
That was not the look you wanted.
That was not a great possession.
A quick
late
three by Josiah.
Fulkerson took a quick two, not a terrible play, but not a great look either.
Felt like Pons on that probably should have just put the rebound back in.
Right.
Instead of kicking out to Josiah.
And you still had 9 seconds left. Mm.
Big free throw by Memphis is good.
Free throw's good. Tennessee with no timeouts. Looks like this will do it. Memphis and Penny Hardaway got to get the best of Rick Barnes for the second time in the 2020 season. As Pons passes into Vescovi. He'll launch a long three. It won't matter.
Rattles out.
Memphis, your NIT champions, 95-90 right here. A disappointing end for the Tennessee Volunteers and what was an incredible NIT run.
Heart goes out to a guy like Jordan Bowden. Played his rear end off, but the fifth foul came a bit too early, and it felt like Tennessee went into a little bit of a slump as soon as he went out, rallied back. And then Memphis at the free throw line, you said it all day. Memphis mm-hmm. at the free throw line was the difference.
We will give you the box score and check the stats. Final segment of the program is 3 and Out right here on Fan Run Radio.
Sheesh.
Final segment of 3 and Out, or the first segment of Voluntary Reaction.
For 2 weeks, I've said I miss sports, but now I remember how much I hate sports.
If you'd like to weigh in.
I have the real feeling that we just lost a game.
It was a video game.
People are mad.
And people are actually angry.
I fell in love with these players all over again.
Josiah James coming out and just having the game of his life. Jordan Bowden in his final game of his career. Laying it all on the line, hitting shot after shot.
You do got to feel good, though, about Josiah moving forward after that performance.
Bowden blocked 3 shots and 4 fouls.
Hey, 27 points in 30 minutes for Bowden. Unfortunately, fouled out with 5.5 to go. I don't remember what the score was when he fouled out, but took Tennessee a little bit to recover.
Josiah James, 19 points, 5 rebounds, couple assists.
Jalen Johnson came in, tried to play hero. I don't think he hit a shot, did he?
I don't think you'll see him in a Tennessee uniform again.
Nate said, I'm glad Jalen's transferring. He cost us that simulated NIT championship.
He did.
Jalen Johnson was 1 of 8 from the floor. The one was a layup.
He did have 6 assists.
We're late in the game.
He had a lot of assists. Yeah, see what happens when he passed the ball? Mm-hmm. Pretty good stuff.
Vescovi.
He had his worst game in a Tennessee uniform.
Say it, Houston. You said it during the
freshman
break.
He wasn't ready for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the 5-star. Josiah was ready.
Great experience for
it's a good learning experience for Vescovi, but we do not get to hang the NIT championship banner.
I think Fulkerson had a double-double in every single game.
Yeah, 13 and 16. He was a rebounding machine late in the game.
They didn't give him the ball enough in this one. Got to blame Rick Barnes for that. Virtual Rick Barnes, of course.
Well, I don't know. Billy probably blamed the real one.
Can't win the big game.
We were right there. We took the lead. Had it.
Had multiple leads down the stretch. But as was the case all game, every time Tennessee would make a little bit of a push, credit to Memphis, they hit shots. They get stops. And offensive rebounds for Memphis. I don't know how many they got. Pull up the box score here in a second, but felt like you just got murdered on the offensive glass. That felt like Texas A&M all over again.
It did. It really did.
You know, but we scored some. That was good. It's like double the score of the first matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis had 22 offensive rebounds to Tennessee's 18. They had 41 defensive rebounds. Tennessee had 37.
Lost the battle of the boards.
Yep.
They got to the rack
63 to 55. I mean, it's actually closer than I thought. Again, he had a lot of big rebounds late that led to putbacks.
Tennessee did shoot better from the field and the three-point line.
Man.
Both teams shot 76% from the free throw line as well.
But Memphis got there 33 times. Tennessee only 17 free throw attempts.
Ref's fault.
Yeah, well, you didn't get it to Fulkerson enough.
They robbed us.
This is why you need big men. Blue Tick tweets in, Bowden fouling out was just brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Johnson, just like in real life. Oh, well, we'll get him next pandemic. That was his line, not mine. I'm just reading the tweet.
That's a nominee for Tweet of the Day.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good. I really did have that same, not the same feeling, but a similar one.
The nerves and the, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Tennessee was down 14. I give them credit for fighting back.
They had the lead.
Making it a game.
I guess the Blitz is going to be renamed Voluntary Action, so you guys can light the phone lines up for Rick, Brandon, and the boys.
It's just sad.
Jance and Charlie.
Eric tweets in, I'm devastated.
You know, every team but one, or I guess two, but really this year just one, because they didn't have an NCAA tournament, ends the year on a loss. So,
would have been nice, though, to build that momentum for next year to be NIT champs.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe it refocuses them a little bit better.
Like Virginia. You lose to a 16 seed, and then you go on and win the whole thing.
There you go.
So maybe next year we'll win the whole.
You did come in second. It's pretty good.
Yeah, we're the second best non-tournament team. It's a good point.
So 70th.
Right. 70th best team in the country. But with these freshmen coming in, I mean, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, just vault right up.
Yeah, not to mention EJ Anasicki, I'm really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Tough way to end the season, though.
Yeah. I mean, Josiah James has been great all game. I'm with you. The Pond's got the rebound right in the basket. She just dunked it.
Yeah.
I mean, you were down three, though. It would have been, 10 seconds left? Yeah, it was 9 when Josiah caught it. Or 9 seconds. He caught
it. Yeah, you would have liked to have seen him pass off to Viscovi, seeing if he could make something happen.
Yeah, it was just a little far out for James. I get it. He played well. He probably was feeling it a little bit. But that's just not only is that obviously a very deep shot, but if you miss, the rebound's probably going to land Memphis.
Felt like he was being mentored a little bit too much during the season by Lamonte Turner.
I don't know.
Maybe just in the
Turner would have made it.
Video game.
That's what we needed to pull Turner off the bench just for one shot right there at the end. You got to have a three.
Like a Kirk Gibson situation, you know?
You just really feel for a guy like Bowden.
Back in the locker room grunting. I got one good swing. Did Lamonte have one good three? Could we have put him in the game right there, down three?
I don't know if he was dressed out. Was he?
Yeah,
he was.
It would have been a good decoy, even if you don't want to go to him.
Yeah. Another VCU moment.
Get shot left-handed, even.
He's been working on it.
It's a better alternative than Jalen.
What about Fulkerson taking that shot from the elbow down three? I mean, that's the one the Pons got the rebound on. I felt like that was a little rushed.
Well, I think you had to rush it if you were going to shoot the two.
Yeah.
So I was surprised where he got it, and considering the defensive position, probably should have just kicked it out and set up for a three-pointer. Mm-hmm. So what I said, if it's there, easy, take it. But you don't play for a two, and you certainly don't need a tough two. You need an easy two or kick out, play for the three.
Yeah. And Penny Hardaway, really poor coaching down the stretch there. I mean, you have to use your fouls to give. You really should have slowed Tennessee's momentum there. I mean, the fact that
he's an idiot.
A two quick and then still got a three to tie it late. I mean, I just don't know if Penny's got it. This combined with all his cheating escapades. I don't know. How much longer do you think Penny's got? Going to coach Memphis basketball.
Probably a year or two.
We play them next year in
Nashville.
Chance for revenge. Just another chapter in the epic saga of Rick Barnes and Tennessee versus Penny Hardaway and Memphis. Right here on the Fan Run Radio Network.
Well, are they going to get vacated this win? Did they play an ineligible player today?
Potentially.
Maybe it didn't count. Maybe we are the champs.
We'll see if this has any Fire impact on 2021 five-star point guard Kennedy Chandler.
He might see the simulation and make a decision.
Should I delete today's show
one way or the
from
other?
The Periscope? Just say no.
No, he might realize how much Tennessee that he's the difference to put us over the hump.
I mean, Viscovi did go 1-for-11.
Yeah. Pitch the plane, Dom. Let's go.
Parents,
he would never go 1-of-11.
Took some
travel restrictions, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Nate Utival says, I'm pretty disappointed. Jalen Johnson cost us that game. He became a ball hog. He was a chucker.
How many shots did he take, Billy?
He took 8. He was one of eight.
Yeah.
And they were all either long twos or it's just bad.
I think he was 0-for-4 during that crucial stretch.
No, he came in for Bowden. I think he did. I think he took at least three straight shots. Mm-hmm. He had a turnover and then he missed another one.
Jeez. Sad.
Very sad. Mm-hmm. Just disappointing into a disappointing season, you know? We were hopeful. I mean, the way they looked against Arkansas, Clemson, Purdue, to run up against Memphis and then lose again. Very frustrating.
Yep. Well, it's over. That's the 2020 basketball season for you.
Feels about like most of the regular season
mm-hmm.
did. Yep.
They were inconsistent. Had mm-hmm. some good moments.
Mm-hmm.
You had some guys show out today that don't normally play well. Even Plavsic. I mean, he had a really good game.
It was a good game for Plavsic.
Mm-hmm.
Still wish we would have featured Fulkerson more. Maybe you can get a couple of those bigs in foul trouble
yeah.
early.
Achiuwa killed
it. Achiuwa was great from the free throw line. That was a big key for Memphis.
19 points, 9 rebounds.
He was 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Go up one. Who was that?
They
Harris?
All came in the first or
Harris,
the second
10
half.
Of 12 from the free throw line. Very sad. Lomax was 5 of 8. You did foul him late. He missed one of two.
Struggled with those guards, Harris and Lomax.
The quickness of the guards in the first half and then just the rebounding of the bigs in the second.
37 points combined for those two. And it's just a tough way to end the season for the Vols. Really had a chance to go out on at least top of a smaller mountain than the big mountain, but still a mountain.
It's like one of those camps before you go and even try to reach the summit. But you, yeah. it's kind of cool to make it there.
It's like a hill. Camp 4, K2.
Yeah.
On the shoulder.
Yeah. So, yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
And now you look to the next one, but we actually just fell off the mountain.
No, it's okay. I think we're just stuck in Camp 4 now, and then next season we'll get to
it. Oh, okay.
It's not about the top, right, Chris?
It's the climb. It's the climb. Good point by you. That's, I needed that.
The Blitz is next right here on Fan Run Radio. Keep it locked in. If you want to call them with your voluntary action for this NIT championship, you can do that. I'm kidding. You can call them about anything else. 865-546-8200. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll regroup. We'll reset. We'll attack this offseason.
I hate sports, which is good because I don't have any for a while now.
Thanks for listening, folks. Talk to you tomorrow.